An economics lesson from Taylor Swift. I'm Suzanne Perez, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from Fidelity Bank and listeners like you.
Coming up, gays eating garlic bread in the park.
We have coffee meetups and park days and things like that all the time. But we've found when you have like something goofy, like garlic bread in the park, two things that maybe don't go together in people's brains, like people show up.
But first,
are you ready for it?
Taylor Swift is an entertainment superstar, but beneath the friendship bracelets and elaborate costumes, she is also a business mogul whose career offers lessons on how to succeed in an economic system that was not built with women in mind.
I'd been following her career since 2019 and just was really impressed with the way that she was so persistent and against the odds, really successful. And so it felt like she was the perfect muse.
That's Misty Hegenis, an associate professor of economics at the University of Kansas. Her new book, Swiftenomics, explores the pop star's rise to fame and how it illustrates the role of women in today's economy. A common theme in Swift's music is the nod to powerful and often controversial women throughout history. Women like Clara Bow, Rebecca Harkness, and Lady Idina Sackville, who inspired a song titled The Bolter.
The chariot is waiting, hearts are hers for the breaking, there's escape and escaping.
Hegenis says a big part of Swift's appeal is her commitment to telling authentic stories about her own life and lifting up other women. You might call her the ultimate girl's girl.
She's really honed into a market that many other marketers have just ignored, which is giving women content that speaks to their lived experiences. And, you know, Taylor is one of the best at that. And you can see that it's been very lucrative for her.
Hegenis started researching her book well before the Eras Tour, which grossed $2 billion and enabled Swift to buy back the rights to her first six albums. Hegenis says that prior to the tour, Swift's decision to re-record her early albums and release them with the Taylor's Version label offered a masterclass in loyalty, branding, and consumer behavior. In that business savvy, Hegenis finds an example of another textbook economic concept.
She's really, really good at masterminding. And so masterminding is really just looking at the long-term strategy that you might have to get to where you want to go and then figuring out, you know, how to get there in the long run.
Just like clockwork, the dominoes cascade in a line. What if I told you I'm a mastermind?
The KU professor's book is an academic work with 50 pages of footnotes along with charts and graphs that illustrate labor force trends and other concepts. But it's also a celebration of Swift's achievements and a study in pursuing ambitions.
You know, I think persistence pays off and being really authentic with who you are and, you know, what your reason and rationale is for doing things.
Hegenis says she hopes her book inspires more people, and especially women, to study economics and to look for examples of economic theory in everyday life.
I want people to have a better understanding of the field of economics. I want women to get, and young girls to get interested in this field, to get, you know, to want to study it.
I'm so sick of running as fast as I can. Wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man.
More of my interview with Misty Hegenis is at KMUW.org. For community organizers, getting people to turn out for a cause can be a challenge. In this month's edition of Culture Pop, Hugo Fan talks with the head of People's Pride ICT about an inventive way to bring people together.
On a windy Sunday in March, a group of people are huddled in the picnic area of Sim Park. They're here to celebrate their identity as well as share a savory dish with one another.
We had our gays eating garlic bread in the park today.
That's Jenny Pierce, the head of People's Pride ICT, and she helped organize this event.
We have coffee meetups and park days and things like that all the time. But we've found when you have like something goofy, like garlic bread in the park, two things that maybe don't go together in people's brains, like people show up.
While on a trip, a friend of Pierce saw a flyer advertising a similar event. Amused by the whimsical nature of the idea, Pierce thought it would be fun to bring it here to Wichita.
And we stole that idea, put together like a weird flyer with like a skeleton holding garlic bread, and put it all over town, and people showed up.
This is the second year the event has been held. For Pierce, it's important to come up with events where queer people can meet up throughout the year and not just during Pride Month.
I felt like all these people would come out of nowhere to celebrate during Pride Month. And I'd be like, where do they all go? Like, after June is over and after we have one weekend of celebrating, where does everybody go? And so we started doing coffee meetups where I literally was just posting online on Instagram and Facebook, being like, here's a spot where you can come have coffee and hang out with other queer people. And that group has grown.
It's important to Pierce that the events that People's Pride ICT organizes stays true to its grassroots mission and offers a safe space, even to those who don't feel safe at a regular Pride event.
For us, we want more of a real and more gritty event than what is typically at like a corporate-sponsored Pride. So there's not going to be like big brands with a rainbow slapped on. It will be very much like local artists, local musicians, local DJs, and then some of those other parts of the community that aren't really welcome at like a traditional Pride event.
As for the food, at least for this event, attendees can find a variety of aromatic things to snack on.
Oh, yeah, there was a good mix of some homemade garlic bread. Some people brought garlic naan. There was garlic bread from, like, or pizza from some local places as well. I had some Wichita Brewing Company bread that's always good. I had some, like, wild garlic in my mouth, and I'm worried that I'm about to blast you away with how much garlic is on my bread.
For The Range, I'm Hugo Fane.
We explore the latest trends in Wichita every month on Culture Pop with Hugo Fane. You can find more of Hugo's story at KMUW.org. Before we go, a few words on giving. We're wrapping up our spring pledge drive here at KMUW, and it's always nice to hear from people who appreciate nonprofit public radio and want to help support it. Recently, I and several other members of our team got to experience another part of the nonprofit world in Wichita by participating in a delivery day for Meals on Wheels. Our local Meals on Wheels program delivers about 800 meals every weekday to people who are homebound or disabled. For some, it is the only hot meal they might get that day. For others, the only one-on-one human interaction. I was familiar with the program's mission, but actually driving a route, knocking on doors, and putting warm meals into people's hands showed me how Meals on Wheels literally sustains our community. It's a great feeling. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Our producers are Carly Cooper and Luann Stevens. Our digital producer is Hugo Fane, and Torin Anderson composed our theme music. The executive producer of The Range is Fletcher Powell. I'm Suzanne Perez, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.
Maybe you already know about naked short selling. Maybe you've personally shorted stocks yourself. But do you know about the time short sellers ruined a Super Bowl, basically?
For me, I was a little late, but red flags went up like, what is going on? This is really scary.
At Planet Money, we get the story behind the money to explain how money works. Listen on the NPR app or wherever you get your podcasts.